This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
What's up, NBA fans? It's Danny Green here. For those who want an inside look at the league through the eyes of a three-time champion, check out my podcast, Inside the Green Room. New episodes drop every week. Be sure to subscribe to Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hardest rejoin music in the game, man.
You think so?
I know so. I know so. 301-230-0980, the number right here on the Craig Hoffman Show. Youngest in charge, Lynell Willingham, sitting in for Craig Hoffman. He's back with you on Tuesday. Me and you the next 2 days. Me and you and the Ant-Man. Tomorrow, as we've been telling you all show long, we are live out on the concourse at Capital One Arena ahead of the Wizards' first game out of the All-Star break and the return of Kyle Kuzma. Excited for that tomorrow night. Bucks coming to town to take on the young Wizards. We will be joined by Josh Robbins of The Athletic to give us the skinny on the Washington Wizards post-trade deadline, including whether or not we're going to see Chris Middleton and Marcus Smart lace them up tomorrow night. So a big show planned for you tomorrow. Rest of the way here this afternoon as we take you up to 7 o'clock. In about 9 minutes or so, we'll be joined by the lead draft analyst for A to Z Sports, Joe DeLeon. He'll give us the skinny on the Commanders and what positions they should be targeting in the NFL draft, as well as maybe some guys on day two and day three that are not your household names that you see mocked in round one at some positions of need for the Burgundy and Gold. So make sure you stick around right here on the Team 980 for Joe DeLeon. The NBA returns tonight. We'll discuss that before we get out of this 5 o'clock hour. But I was saying it before we went to break, and I know y'all want to jump down my throat for this, but like when I look at last year's draft class, to me, Mikey, Brandon Coleman, Jaden Daniels are the only three guys I for sure look at and go, yeah, those guys are legit. Yeah, those guys are foundational building blocks moving forward. The rest of the guys, in my opinion, the jury is very much still out. And I don't mean that as some sort of slight or indictment on those players. Let's just be real here, right? Like, I'm not sure what we're going to get moving forward from a guy like Johnny Newton. And I want to focus on Johnny Newton here because I said it on draft night. It was the best player available on the board, I guess. But what I look at with Johnny Newton is, one, he was injured throughout the duration of training camp. So I think, obviously, he was going to get off to a slow start in his rookie year. But to me, when I draft a defensive tackle, I want a guy that can play both the run and the pass. And it felt like last year with Johnny Newton, it was a lot more juice as a pass rusher, not as much as a run defender. And his PFF grades reflect that. I know I don't really lean into PFF like that. It's not my cup of tea. But according to PFF, last year for Johnny Newton during his rookie season, 63 pass rush grade, was 73rd out of 219 defensive linemen. And then his run defense grade was 44.8, 158th out of 219. So the PFF grades speak to what the eye test said with Johnny Newton. And that was that he is a guy that's probably not ready yet. And for the guys that didn't meet my expectations in year one, I think he's got the best shot of turning into someone, turning into a household name. Because I think from a talent perspective, he was the most talented guy between him and the other picks. So I expect, maybe saying I expect is too bold of a proclamation, but I can fully anticipate Johnny Newton taking a step forward next year. A full offseason in an NFL weight training program, a full offseason where you actually, and here's the caveat, right, the key thing, a full offseason where you get to work on your game, not rehab. I'll tell you straight up, when you're an athlete going through your offseason and you've got to rehab and worry about an injury on top of honing your skills, it's tough. It's distracting. And naturally, you don't put as much work in on your craft as maybe you should. So I'm curious to see with a full offseason how much better Johnny Newton gets. Because he was a second-round pick. That is a premium position pick. He's got to turn into somebody. The other guy I look at in the draft class, I mentioned him, Luke McCaffrey and Ben Sinnott. Logan Paulson had some thoughts on him earlier today with John Kime, basically saying from the neck up, he struggled last year. Assignment, alignment, things of that nature. In year one, Lott was swimming for him. If that was his major problem, can I bank on that getting better next year? And then you know what I think immediately? They didn't draft a smart football player. And all we kept hearing was smart, tough, physical. Well, if Luke is struggling at the tight end position in year number one, mentally, what's the issue? And that's my thing. How do you struggle mentally at tight end? You're like an offensive lineman. What, does he not know what route to run? Because I'm trying to realistically think, like, how do you struggle mentally at tight end? You either sift block across the formation, you either down block, you're either blocking the dude right ahead of you, you either arc release and block. How do you not get that? So I wonder with Ben Sinnott how good he's actually going to be. And then with Luke McCaffrey, like, I hear all the advanced analytics talking about his separation grade and all that. But here is my takeaway with him. Last year, you had a revolving door at wide receiver. Olamide Zaccheaus saw big snaps. Noah Brown saw big snaps. Jamison Crowder saw big snaps. He couldn't play. Diami saw big snaps. He struggled to play over those guys. So when this room gets better and more improved this time around, does he make that jump with it from a talent perspective? And to be real with you, the jury is still out for me. Love the attitude, love the toughness, love the work ethic. Think about it, right? This is why we all fell in love with Luke McCaffrey. I'm going to drop a dime on you real quick. Why did we all fall in love with Luke McCaffrey? Because who was next to Jaden Daniels at 4:30 in the morning every damn day working out? Whose name got pumped up as a result of that? Luke McCaffrey. He was the one catching the balls from Jaden Daniels. So we know he's going to put in the work. Sometimes, man, you just don't got it. And that may be the case coming up with our guy Luke McCaffrey. 301-230-0980 is the number. We'll take a quick timeout. When we come back, we'll go to the guest hotline for the first time here this afternoon. Joe DeLeon, lead draft analyst for A to Z Sports, joins us next to give us the latest on the NFL draft. That's next here on the Team 980.